This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Leading things off tonight, an advisory group to the United Nations World Health Organization has expressed concern that, quote, broad-based administration of booster doses risk exacerbating vaccine access, end quote, by diverting supply from under-vaccinated countries to ones with already high percentages of vaccinated people. And according to a report by Zero Hedge, it's not just the World Health Organization's advisors that are worried about booster programs getting out of hand as Israel gears up to start doling out its second round of doses. Ultimately, these programs, like the U.S. and Israel's, can do more harm than good, said World Health Organization Director Tedros. Tedros said that with 20% of vaccine supplies going toward boosters, quote, blanket booster programs are likely to prolong the pandemic rather than ending it, end quote. By diverting the vaccine supply to countries with high levels of immunity, vaccine producers and those buying boosters from them are giving the virus, quote, more opportunity to spread and mutate, end quote. He went on to say, quote, no country can boost its way out of the pandemic, end quote. The World Health Organization's goal is for all 194 member states to have at least 40% of their population vaccinated by the end of 2021. That's next week. With 70% vaccinated by mid-2022. Only half of all member states have reached 40%. In other news, China has only 143 known cases of the Omicron variant, but it's taking no chances stripping away what little freedom of movement and association exists in that communist country. For a report on how the Chinese Communist Party is responding to Omicron in the northern province, let's go to a report from New Delhi, an Indian-based WION. Watch this.
Moving on to the latest on COVID-19, and China has now imposed a partial lockdown in the northern city of Xi'an. All 13 million residents of the city have been ordered to stay at home unless they have a pressing reason to go out. The order comes a day after the city began testing all of its 13 million residents. Authorities have halted transportation to and from the city to prevent further transmission of the virus. Large-scale meetings, including activities in outdoor parks, have also been suspended until further notice. Only one person from each household will be allowed to go out for groceries every 2 days. New restrictions were imposed after Xi'an reported 52 coronavirus cases, bringing the total number of cases to 143. The latest measures have triggered panic buying among Song residents, and it comes just weeks before the country hosts the Winter Olympic Games. Chinese Olympic officials are warning of probable COVID outbreaks inside the Olympic bubble due to the large number of foreign arrivals due.
In our next story, there's nothing that infuriates a political system based on collectivism more than people who prepare themselves to live outside the centrally managed system. That's why collectivists hate those who have homeschooled their children, invest in land, houses, precious metals, and other hard assets, while stocking up on food and water. In at least one country, the war on preppers has already begun. With its economy failing and its currency becoming more and more worthless by the day, the nation of Turkey has turned its attention to preppers. The ruling Justice and Development Party recently submitted a bill to the Turkish parliament asking for fines of anyone between what would be $7,000 and $144,000 U.S. dollars for those, quote, hoarding food and other goods, end quote. Zero Hedge reports that this past week, 51 Turks were arrested for so-called panic hoarding of new cars. Turkish media widely reported people were investing in new vehicles as a hedge against inflation. And now, those preppers are being demonized and even arrested. Take note, American preppers, this same demonization could be coming to a city near you. And soon. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
Welcome back. You knew it was destined to happen. The U.S. Supreme Court announced on Wednesday it would hold a special hearing in January to determine the legality of the Biden administration's unprecedented vaccine mandates. For healthcare workers, there is no test-out option. These arguments will be heard on January 7th, which is prior to when the nine justices were originally scheduled to return to the court following the holiday break. The Post-Millennial reports that many U.S. cities have their own vaccine mandates, with New York City, San Francisco, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C., requiring proof of vaccination for people to engage in public life, such as dining out, seeing films and theater, working out at a gym, and most other indoor spaces. Businesses have offered concerns over the mandate, saying that it would lead to many firings of necessary employees. The Daily Wire, among others, are suing the federal government over the mandates. If this landmark decision goes against the plaintiffs, that could provide the fatal blow to a U.S. economy already suffering from supply chain breakdowns and shortages of essential goods. The Biden administration, in another story, continues to pump out the singular message that America is suffering a, quote, pandemic of the unvaccinated, end quote. But what does the data really show? According to figures released by the UK government via the Office for National Statistics, people who are triple vaccinated are 4.5 times more likely to test positive for Omicron than those who are unvaccinated. Summit News has delved into the data coming out of the UK and found the numbers also illustrate how the double vaccinated are 2.3 times more likely to be infected with Omicron than those who haven't taken any injections. The Daily Skeptic's Will Jones concludes from the data that, quote, the current Omicron outbreak is largely an epidemic of the vaccinated and is being driven not by the unvaccinated, but by those who have been double and triple jabbed, end quote. According to the Swiss news agency Blink, translated by InfoWars, the Austrian government is hiring people to, quote, hunt down vaccine refusers, end quote. The burden for enforcing the fines that the uninjected Austrians will be forced to pay will fall to their employers, the news agency reports, requiring a legion of, quote, inspectors, end quote, to make sure the roundups take place in the most efficient manner. The city of Linz, which has a population of 200,000, has a vaccination rate of 63%, which is apparently low by Austrian standards. Quote, Linz now wants to hire people who are supposed to hunt down vaccine refusers, in quotes, states the news outlet Blink. Inspectors will be required to check on, quote, whether those who do not get vaccinated really pay for it, end quote, so the article states. The state-sponsored inspectors will be paid 2,774 euros, which equals to $3,126, which will be paid 14 times a year for a total of 38,863 euros per year. Quote, The job includes, among other things, the creation of penal orders as well as the processing of appeals, end quote. This again, according to the report. The workers need to be, quote, resilient, end quote, and willing to work long hours. Women will be given priority when vying for the jobs against men with similar qualifications, the RT reports. The recruitment drive comes weeks before the most authoritarian mandate since World War II goes into effect in the European country. Unvaccinated Austrians will be subjected to 1 year behind bars under a new administrative ruling that would force them to pay for their own incarceration. Austrians who don't get vaccinated by February of 2022 face fines of up to 7,200 euros or $8,000 for non-compliance. Those who refuse to pay would be slapped with a 12-month prison sentence on top of the fine. Another city has joined the rush to implement digital health passports as a requirement to enter buildings. Washington, D.C. has joined New York, San Francisco, L.A., Philadelphia, Boston, New Orleans, Seattle, and Chicago in issuing COVID-19 vaccine mandates for indoor activities. People in these cities must show their digital papers to enter restaurants, pubs, gyms, sporting arenas, concert halls, libraries, and other public spaces. Of course, the new variant, Omicron, is being used as the pretext for shutting the unvaxxed out of public life, even though the data shows that it's the vaxxed who are much more susceptible to catching and spreading the Omicron variant. The vax mandates in D.C. will apply to every individual down to 12 years of age. Monumental Sports, which owns the Capital One Arena, announced Wednesday that all staff have been previously vaccinated, and they will cooperate with the mandate. Meanwhile, a movement has surfaced to organize a mass rally in Washington, D.C. on January 23, 2022. The group calling itself, quote, Defeat the Mandates and American Homecoming, end quote, is inviting the public to, quote, come march with us, end quote. The banishment of the unvaxxed, announced by the D.C. Department of Health, is set to take effect just a few days before the January 2022 March for Life, which occurs on January 21st. And the Defeat the Mandates March in D.C. is on January 23rd. On its website, defeatthemandatesdc.com, the group describes the mandates as unconstitutional and un-American, adding, quote, we want to be free, free to work, free to travel, free to learn, free to question, free to speak, free to pray, free to say no. The group concludes by saying, quote, we're coming home, Americans of every class and color, Democrats and Republicans, vaccinated and unvaccinated, united we stand, in peace we march, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Retailers and shopping channels have canceled myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. To thank you all this Christmas, we want to pass the savings directly on to you. At MyPillow, we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, mattresses, towels, and so much more. These are the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. This Christmas, I want to offer a message of faith and hope. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. For a limited time, you can get my book and your choice of one of these seven amazing MyPillows. This bundle is regularly $59.95, now just $9.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. Thank you and God bless.
In the news from Israel, it appears some of the reports we've been getting about Israel being the most vaccinated nation in the world, with upwards of about 80% having been jabbed, may not have been totally on the up and up, but rather part of Israel's state-sponsored propaganda. We have a report from an Israeli citizen who provides a word of caution for those of us conditioned to trust the nation's government. She said Israeli police are getting more violent against their own citizens who oppose the draconian vaccine mandates. She said the government wants to lock down the unvaxxed, even though the virus is right now barely affecting the country, with less than 100 Israelis currently being hospitalized with the virus. Listen to what she has to say about the vaccination rates and mask mandates.
Hey, everyone. It's Efrat. It's been a while since I gave you an update like this in a video, so I thought I'd jump in and do another update because there is so much happening in Israel in the last week. Okay, so let's start. There's some new data from the Ministry of Health brought to us by one of the parliament members called Gadi Yevarkan. It shows that 33% of the population in Israel is not vaccinated, which is more than what they're trying to pretend normally. And 45%, only 45% out of all of Israel's population holds today a valid green pass, meaning that all the restrictions they're putting and they want to put on Israeli citizens are on actually more than half of the public. 55% of the population does not have a green pass. Yes, you heard it right. On top of that, there is another document that was released by the Ministry of Health showing the truth about masks in Israel. And it shows that basically masks are only there to educate the public. They admitted it.
She goes on to say that the government of Prime Minister Bennett is, quote, full of threats, end quote, against the people and becoming more dictatorial every day. Watch this.
What else? The government, the prime minister, is full of threats. He's threatening the citizens all the time. One of his recent threats is about next year, early next year, they're going to remove PCR tests or antigen tests, and they're going to have only a green pass for people who are vaccinated or recovered. Meaning that if you are unvaccinated and you want to go to a place that requires a green pass, you won't be able to do it if you're not vaccinated. Great escalation. What else? They're threatening in a lockdown for the unvaccinated. He feels alone. It's not fair that only Austria and Germany will make such announcements. He also needs to follow the same playbook. So he's also threatening on lockdown for the unvaccinated. I remind you, we're talking about millions of people in this country. Another threat. Oh, not a threat. This is an update about the kids campaign, the kids vaccination campaign. Only 10% of kids aged 5 to 11 years old got vaccinated in the campaign, in the big project that started a few weeks ago. Only 10%, meaning the parents are not sending their kids to get vaccinated. They're not taking them to get vaccinated. And it's a failure. And they declared it as a failure already in the mainstream media. They said the kids campaign is a failure. Oh, and they blamed. Who did they blame? Of course, fake news of the unvaccinated because of us. So I don't know if to take it as a compliment or take it as an insult, but they're saying that because of fake news of the unvaccinated, parents didn't take the kids to get vaccinated. So right now it's a failure. Let's hope it stays this way.
Could the recent outrage at mega online retailer Amazon be a harbinger of bigger, more long-lasting communication blackouts this winter? That's a question that is now starting to pop up even here and there in the mainstream media. The latest report comes from News 4 San Antonio. Quote, a major outage in Amazon's cloud computing network on December 7th severely disrupted services at a wide range of U.S. companies for hours, raising questions about the vulnerability of the internet and its concentration in the hands of a few firms, end quote, so the TV station reported. Quote, that certainly was underscored Wednesday when Amazon reported another outage that, while much shorter and less disruptive than the December 7th problem, still created problems for many of its cloud customers. On a status dashboard for the service, Amazon reported that a power failure in one of its data centers had disrupted customers whose task ran on its servers, end quote. Power was restored after about 45 minutes, although the company said some customers continue to experience problems almost 12 hours following the outage. Hardware failures in the affected data center forced some Amazon customers to restart their cloud-based systems entirely. It remains unclear how or whether the most recent outage affected governments, but many of them also rely on Amazon and its rivals. The Pentagon in July canceled a disputed cloud computing contract with Microsoft that could eventually have been worth $10 billion. It will instead pursue a deal with both Microsoft and Amazon and possibly other cloud service providers such as Google, Oracle, and IBM, the news outlet reports. Former President Donald Trump vigorously defended the experimental COVID-19 shot in an interview Wednesday with Candace Owens of The Daily Wire, claiming their creation during his tenure was, quote, one of the greatest achievements of mankind, end quote. In a 30-minute interview, Trump touched on a number of subjects, including the events of January 6, the 2020 presidential election, face mask, and the COVID shots. Owens asked Trump about his stance on vaccine mandates, pointedly reminding the former president that what started as a matter of free choice has steadily morphed into a matter of losing employment for many people, including military personnel. LifeSite News reported that the former president stated his opposition to legally requiring the jab, telling Owens to forget about the mandates. People have to have their freedom, end quote. He said that without the vaccines, the country would have suffered a similar fate to what was seen during the 1917 Spanish flu epidemic, which he said killed approximately 100 million people and, quote, ended the First World War, end quote. Quote, there were no vaccines. There were no nothing, end quote, he added. The president continued to boast about the time frame in which the shots were developed, saying, quote, he came up with three vaccines, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer. All are very, very good. I came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years, end quote. Owens emphasized that, quote, more people have died under COVID this year under Joe Biden than under you. But more people took the vaccine this year, end quote, calling into question the effectiveness of the injections. Quote, no, end quote, replied Trump. Quote, the vaccines work, but some people aren't taking them. The ones that get very sick and go into the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine, but it's still their choice, end quote. President Trump may need to pay closer attention to the news coming out of Europe. Fully 90% of the Omicron cases in Denmark are among the fully vaccinated. More than three quarters of Danes who came down with Delta or another variant besides Omicron between November 22nd and December 15th had at least one shot, according to the SSI data, and 73% were fully jabbed or boosted, end quote. Speaking of President Trump, on Thursday, he ripped the mainstream media for remaining silent about his challenge to publicly debate anybody about the rigged 2020 presidential election. In a statement released through his Save America PAC, Trump said, quote, has it been at all noticed that I offered to debate anybody on television or otherwise about the rigged presidential election of 2020, end quote. According to a report from Right Side Broadcasting Network, President Trump formally challenged the, quote, fake news media, end quote, in an official statement saying that he was, quote, willing to challenge the heads of the various papers or even far-left politicians who have perpetrated the real big lie, which is voter irregularities and fraud on a massive and determinative scale, end quote. The 2020 presidential election, which has been marred by nationwide reports of staggering fraud and irregularities over the past year, has called into question the election process in America heading into the 2022 midterms. Many Americans now doubt the security of their elections, and President Trump is echoing that national frustration in his statement. We'll be right back after this break. Vice President Kamala Harris is not happy with the news coverage of her performance as the nation's second highest office holder, and she's blaming it on her race and gender. Harris has been privately complaining to her allies that the media's coverage of her would be better if she were any of her 48 white male predecessors, and has reportedly confided in them about the difficulties she's facing with her assigned portfolio from the White House. The Times piece, which focused on Harris's struggle to, quote, define herself, end quote, within the Biden White House, noted that she had no, quote, headlining role, end quote, when it came to some of the administration's most difficult decisions, and that she was caught between criticism that she wasn't performing the job well and resentment from supporters that she was being undercut by the West Wing. Harris has a historically low approval rating and has seen many of her top staffers abandon ship in recent months. In other news, in the dead of night, a monument memorializing the Tiananmen Square massacre, well, it disappeared from a major Hong Kong university. According to the Daily Mail, this is the latest sign of a communist authoritarian crackdown in the city-state. The 26-foot-tall Pillar of Shame, which depicts 50 torn and twisted bodies piled up on top of each other, was made by a Danish sculptor, and it was meant to symbolize the lives lost during the bloody military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Beijing's Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989. Workers barricaded the monument at the University of Hong Kong late on Wednesday night. Drilling sounds and loud clanging could be heard coming from the boarded-up site, which was patrolled by guards. The dismantling of the sculpture came days after pro-Beijing candidates scored a landslide victory in the Hong Kong legislative elections following amendments in the election laws which allowed the vetting of all candidates to ensure they are so-called patriots, loyal to Beijing. Only state-certified candidates who are members of the Communist Party are able to run for office in Hong Kong. Shockingly, there are some political operatives here in the United States who also believe the government should be able to, quote, vet, end quote, political candidates. The Gateway Pundit is reporting that high-powered Democrat lawyer and longtime Washington insider Mark Ellis wants the same authority to vet candidates for the Democrat Party as the Communist Party enjoys in China. Ellis proposed new rules to allow only approved Republicans to run for office in America. Ellis put out a tweet on December 20th touting his view that only certain establishment Republicans should be allowed to run for public office. Well, with that, we leave you tonight as we look forward to 2022. Whatever it brings, we'll be here to report to you the truth and to reveal to you the uncensored and vital news. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching and take care.